Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Biggie. How can I help you?
Yes, I have a West Suburban Bank Visa card that I received a bill for, an item from your company, and I have no idea what it is. Is there some way that you can check?
Yes, ma'am. May I have your zip code so I can locate your account, please?
All right, 60148.
What's your first and last name, ma'am?
Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A, Fetters, F like in Frank, E-T-T-E-R-S.
Thank you. Verify your shipping address, please.
Shipping address is 545 South Elizabeth, like the girl's name, Elizabeth Street, Lombard, Illinois.
Thank you very much. All right, ma'am, just a moment while your account pulls up. Now, what was your initial question, though?
I want to know what it was that was on this order.
All right, just a moment.
I don't recognize it.
Okay, just a moment, please. I'm waiting for your account to pull completely up. I'll let you know in just a second.
Okay.
All right, it looks like you ordered, or you rather, you paid $7.95 back in February of this year. Sweepstakes to win a free tablet. You also paid $11.94 for a foot massager. Though between the two of those, you were entered in two different sweepstakes. With the foot massager, you have an ongoing charge of $56.95 each month because there was a disclaimer on the website stating that you had 72 hours to opt out. Or if you didn't, you would be enrolled in this monthly membership to something called the Factory Direct Store. It's an online membership where they give you a $125 gift card each month in exchange for that fee of $56.95. On the other one, where for the tablet, they're charging you.
For a tablet.
Yeah, they're charging you $56.95 each month for that as well. You get a gift card for that as well. And they'll continue to charge you both of those amounts, ma'am, until you call in to have them canceled. There's another charge on here for a smart health planner. That was on $39.99. That was in April on the 23rd. And I'm assuming that that's a mobile fitness app, a workout app. And you have to call in and get all of these canceled, ma'am.
I am 84 years old, and I did not order any kind of a fitness app.
Okay, well, they bundled it with, you didn't order it, ma'am. They bundled it with this other stuff.
And how is that legal?
Because they told you in the terms and conditions that they would.
No, they didn't.
Did you read the terms and conditions, Ms. Fetters?
I usually do, so I can't say for sure on that one.
Okay.
It's not.
How would you like for me to assist you today, ma'am?
I never would have agreed to multiple items.
Well, when you paid the shipping and handling initially for those other products, there was a disclaimer that comes up stating that you had 72 hours to cancel.
Okay.
Or they would enroll you in this. How would you like for me to handle your account today, ma'am?
I want it canceled.
Just a moment. All right, ma'am, being as though you had more than one active account, I'm going to give you two different cancellation numbers. Let me know when you're ready.
All right.
First cancellation number is going to be C as in cancel, 259-937-047.
047, okay.
That's the one with the foot massager, where they were charging you $56.95 each month for that gift card for the foot massager. The second account.
I never got this.
Okay, well, they sent you an email, ma'am. You had to respond to the email. They sent you an email notifying you how to obtain the gift card and how to use it online. I can give you the address if you want to reach out to them and get them to resend you the link for the gift card.
What was the name of that company?
The best consumers got, I mean, the name of the company is the Factory Direct Savings Store.
Of course it is. All right, what was that number? You said there's a second
number. Yeah, the second number, that's the one for the sweepstakes for the tablet. That cancellation number is C as in cancel, 259-489-914.
914.
Yes, ma'am. Everything is canceled out now, ma'am. There'll be no charges moving forward. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
If this started way back, what did you say that month was?
February.
In February.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I've been charged all along for various items, right?
Yes, ma'am, you have. Some of the charges were declined, but pretty much you consistently were charged each month. Now, I can tell you this. Okay. I can offer you a refund on those last two charges. They don't give a full refund, but they offer a 35% refund. Since you've been with them, they've charged you for so long, I'll increase it to the maximum, which is a 50% refund. So I can give you 50% of the $39.99, 50% of the $56.95 twice, because one is for the tablet, one is for the foot massager. So I give you two 50% refunds on the $56.95, which will be $56.95, and half of that $39.99 back for that smart planner. That was what you were charged most recently.
Well, the only problem is I never got these items.
Well, you received the foot massager, ma'am. The other items are not physical items. One is a exercise app. It's something that you watch. It's an app. The other thing is a sweepstakes. So you can't receive a sweepstakes.
No.
But they gave you a gift card for the sweepstakes. Would you like for me to apply the refunds, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, please hold. Thank you. All right, ma'am, I'm going to be refunding $28.47 twice, and then an even $19.99 for the Smart Health Planner. So your total refund amount is going to be $56.95 plus
$19.99. Let me get
it. Yeah, because I'm giving you half of the 56 twice. Half of 56 twice is $56.95. If I refund 50% of $56.95 two times, that those added together is
$56.95.
Plus $19.99.
$19.99.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now the date of these items, since you said it was back in February.
That's when it was initiated.
Do you have a date on that one? February what?
February 20th and February 22nd.
And 22nd. Okay. All right. If you'll apply those refunds.
Your total refund amount is going to be $76.83.
$76.83?
Yes, ma'am. And they're going to come in increments. You're going to have three different ones. You're going to have two for the 2747 rather. Two at 2747. Let me make sure that's right.
Maybe two separate ones.
Yeah. Right, because I have to refund 50%, so I have to refund them as they were charged. So separately, I could just give you one refund for $56.95, but that'll reflect your account differently. They're going to have to see where I gave you 50% of this one and 50% of that one. It would be simpler just to give you one refund for $56.95, but yeah. So you're going to get two refunds for $28.47, one for $19.99. Please hold while I process your refund, ma'am.
All right.
Thank you for holding for me, Ms. Fetter. I processed two refunds at $28.47, one at $19.99. You're going to get all these monies back on the same day, more than likely. It takes 3 to 5 business days before you'll see that money back on your card. And again, they're going back to your, back to MasterCard ending 2263. You're going to get 3 refund confirmation emails to...
You were too fast on that. That'll go to my MasterCard.
They're going to go to your MasterCard that ends in 2263. The same card that they were charged on is where your refunds are going back to, ma'am.
Just wanted to make sure we have
yes,
the right.
Ma'am. Mm-hmm. And the refund confirmation emails are going to gfetters@comcast.net. You should receive those within the next 24 to 48 hours, if not right away. The account is canceled. There'll be nothing else charged to your card moving forward. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No.
All right. You're more than welcome, Ms. Fetters. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day and stay safe.
Okay, thank you.